The first reading for the festival of the Reformation is from the Revelation of St. John, chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead, with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. There is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I also bring greetings from Christ Lutheran Church just down the street. I am Pastor Juhlberg, their new pastor, and it is my pleasure to be here for this Reformation celebration and preach to you this evening. This evening we celebrate the Reformation. And every year we set aside time to observe and remember the events of the Reformation. But because we do it year after year, it can be easy for us to turn our ears off and say, "Yeah, yeah, I know what it means to be a Lutheran. I've heard all of it before." That we end up taking the gospel for granted and forget why we celebrate the Reformation. When we gather together to celebrate the Reformation, we are celebrating and remembering that the pure gospel, that you are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, was preserved during the events of the Reformation. Because it was during the medieval era that the church took the gospel for granted. And the gospel became clouded. And instead of teaching the pure gospel, works righteousness was taught. That in order to be saved, you had to do good works to earn your place in heaven. But it is thanks to a young monk, Martin Luther, that as he studied the scriptures, he realized that what the church had been teaching was not the pure gospel. That what the church was teaching was not in accord with the scriptures. So Luther went out to address the issue that the gospel was not being purely taught in the church. Now Luther never wanted to break away from the medieval church. Instead, he wanted the church to reclaim the historic teaching that you are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, according to what Christ alone has done on the cross. Unfortunately, Luther eventually had to break away from the medieval church. But it is thanks to his work and the work of the other reformers that the pure gospel was preserved. And each year, we set aside time to remember that their work preserved the pure gospel, and the pure gospel is still preached in the church today. And the pure gospel did not start with Luther, but it goes all the way back to the time of the apostles. In our epistle reading for this evening, from Romans chapter 3, St. Paul says that the righteousness of God was manifested apart from works of the law. That no man, regardless of what he has done, can be justified before God. That no man can uphold the perfection of the law completely. For the law of God is perfect, and we are imperfect. And we can never live up to its standards. But the righteousness of God was revealed through the crucifixion of Jesus. The righteousness of God. When God created Adam and Eve, they were made in his image. They were sinless and holy. They were righteous. They had a right relationship with God. But that righteousness that they were clothed with was lost when they sinned. And Paul reminds us that mankind cannot regain this righteousness on their own. For Paul says, all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. So there is nothing that we can do, nothing that we can ever do to achieve the righteousness that was lost, nothing that we can do to earn our salvation. Yet God, in his divine glory, he revealed his righteousness to us. And the way that he did that is through Jesus Christ. And the righteousness of Christ is given to us freely as a gift. It is given to us as a gift because of what Jesus has done for us. Paul says this, that God put Jesus forward as a propitiation by his blood. Meaning that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is the atoning sacrifice, the once and for all sacrifice. In exchange for his righteousness, Jesus took on our sin upon himself. And it is through the cross of Christ, through his crucifixion, that he clothes you with his righteousness. Paul says elsewhere in Romans that the wages of sin is death. And in our sinful state, we deserve the punishment for sin. But God, in his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to take upon our sin so that we would be made right with him. Jesus' crucifixion, his sacrifice on the cross, is the atoning sacrifice. Because Jesus is the one who can live up to the law perfectly. He is the one who has lived up to every single expectation of the law for you and for me. He lived the perfect life. He upheld the law of God. And Jesus Christ is the only one who does not fall short of the glory of God, because he is the God-man, fully man and fully God. And it is through his blood on the cross that God has clothed you with his righteousness. So when God looks at you, he no longer sees your sin, but he sees you clothed with Christ. And through Christ, your sins are forgiven before God. And all this God has given to us as a gift to be received with faith. And even that faith that we have is a gift of God by the work of the Holy Spirit. So as we gather together to celebrate the Reformation, this is the pure gospel that we remember that was preached from the time of the apostles, passed down generation to generation, until it was passed down to you, that you are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, according to what Christ alone has done for you. Each year, we read the reading from Revelation, and it says that the angel on the last day carries the eternal gospel that is preached to all people. The pure gospel that the church teaches and preaches is eternal. when Christ returns on the last day. We will see the church as she is truly meant to be, united in Christ. And as we spend eternity in God's presence, we will always remember the eternal gospel that was preached, that Jesus took on human flesh when he was born of the Virgin Mary, that he went to the cross and was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He died and was buried in the tomb for 3 days. But on Easter, he rose from the grave, conquering death, conquering the devil, and conquering sin for you and for me. And all this Jesus has done to clothe us with his own righteousness, that we would have a right relationship with God, and that we would live with him forever in eternity. This is the pure gospel that we preach, that you are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, according to what Christ alone has done. In his name we pray. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.